Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the birds bringing us back 7:23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Alan C., great member of our Brain Trust, principal and financial and chief marketing officer, I should say, at CMO Temps, with an S on the end, Temp, CMO, chief marketing officer, Temps, T-E-M-P-S, .biz is the website. And so, Alan, thanks again for being here. We're talking about personal branding versus corporate branding for small business, the online part of all this. You know, I actually wrote an article one time just because I thought it was worth posing the question. It wasn't necessarily that I subscribed to it, but I thought it was worth posing the question. It got a lot of controversy. A lot of people got mad at me for writing it. I said, is it possible that a small business could only need to be present on social media and not even need a website in the future? And, you know, in terms of social media. And a lot of people didn't like it when I said that.
Well, I can see that point of view, and it is something that merits discussion. At this point in time, at any rate, I think it's very important to have a presence on the social platforms, you know, the LinkedIn, the Twitter, Facebook, Google+. I do have a presence both personally and as a corporate brand in those platforms, but I do it because at the end of the day, I'm trying to use those platforms to guide or to direct traffic to my website.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get more traffic to the website where people can, at a deeper level, learn what it is that I do and what I stand for, and use that as an additional vehicle to collect information and be able to contact them or them to contact me, then that's also the baseline that I use to find out if what I'm doing on the social platforms is my content good on the social platforms. Is it sticky enough that it's driving traffic?
Well, let's even simplify it even further. We're talking about using social media for lead generation. We're fishing, right, Alan? I mean, we're dropping bait in the water. We're hoping that people will like the cut of our bait. They'll follow us back to the mothership, so to speak. And we're like what we're doing. And that's what it's all about. And it's no different from lead generation that somebody would have done 100 years ago, except the tools are different. What do you think, Alan?
We're creating interest, generating interest. We're building credibility, building awareness, all with the idea, particularly if you're in a professional services type of industry, in order to build your thought leadership in order to create that credibility that somebody would want to reach out and feel like they could do business with you.
Right.
You know, it's also heavily tied into, you know, chapter 19 in your book about thinking about becoming a publisher.
Right.
Because that is also a primary key in having that presence is now with that presence, what are you going to do? What kind of content are you going to put out there that helps not only build the awareness, but create that credibility.
That's what I was trying to get across with that chapter, is not to tell people they need to turn into Prentice Hall, but to tell them but to help them understand that whatever they're doing in terms of lead generation, in terms of prospecting, in terms of letting the marketplace know what you stand for. Don't think of yourself as a marketer as much but you got to think about what you're doing, your marketing, but you're doing it as a publisher.
Exactly right. Even to the point about, you know, depending on the size of your organization, thinking in terms of a publishing schedule, you know, what types of articles of interest could I be thinking about to help educate and inform and be entertaining to my audience and distribute that in a way that I'm not, that it doesn't feel like spam, but that it does feel like I'm merely available for a conversation.
Look at the people. Look at the people, Alan, who have YouTube channels, and they put all kinds of instructional YouTubes out there to sell their newsletter or to sell their store stuff out of their store. You I mean those guys? They want you to buy stuff from them, but they're getting you interested in them by publishing videos, by publishing a blog, those kinds of things. That's what we're talking about, isn't it? And that's all part of it. It could be your corporate brand, or it could be your personal brand, and you could do the same thing for both, right? You could do a personal thing. You could say, okay, this is what I do when I go fishing, and then you could say, all right, this is how my customers use our fishing products.
That's a great point. And oftentimes when I'm working with a small business owner, they're thinking, well, what do I have to say? They really get caught up in not feeling like they're creative. But you know, I search on YouTube a lot. I mean, I will have lost the instruction manual to some piece of equipment, and I'll go to YouTube and say, how do you,
it's
blah,
almost,
blah, blah. And
almost always there. It's very helpful.
Exactly.
Yeah, very helpful. And then there you are. You've met someone who's in the business of the product that you're using, and maybe they'll get your business next time.
Exactly. And the thing about it is that, you have to look at it through the lens that I'm running a marathon here.
Right.
Be sure that interaction might get you immediate business.
Alan, I got to wrap it up, but I want to make sure I get time to get your website, cmotemps.biz. Alan, come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.